I was really rather young. I was a young teenager, and I'd been to my half-sister's college for a little visit, and while I was there, she's like, "Hey, Star, guess what? I procured all these drugs for us to experiment with." And I was like, well, that's scary because I'm in a new state and I'm really young and I don't know anybody and what if something horrible happens? And she's like, well, maybe we could start with alcohol. And I was like, this is all too much. Can't you just buy me some condoms that I can take home with me? And she was like, no, I can't. I can't help you with that. Which was so disappointing, because I had a serious boyfriend back home, and I was ready to make a move. And I was one of those kids that was like a really good communicator with her teenage boyfriend, and vice versa. And we were like straight edge punk kids too, so the drugs were not really of interest to me, but. So I went back home, condomless, and I was like, what do I do? How do I have sex with my boyfriend? because it wasn't, it didn't dawn on me that I could go to a pharmacy and just purchase those things. So one night, my mom was up in her bedroom, by herself. My dad was downstairs watching TV, and I was like, tonight's the night. So I knocked on my mom's door, and she's like, come on in. And I was like, hey, Mom. I was just wondering if you would buy me some condoms. My mom was just, well, have you ever heard of mutual masturbation? And then we talked about mutual masturbation. And I was like, thank you, Mom, for telling me about that procedure. Yes, we have gone down that road, and I am serious. Would you please buy me some accoutrement for preventing pregnancy? And so my mother was like, well, we don't want a pregnant girl on our hands. So that weekend, we went to the big grocery store in the city. And my mom had a cart and essentially just like took her hand along the aisle and just put everything in the cart. I had so many. I had like condoms and spermicidal jellies and things that you insert. Raining prophylactic. So I was ready to go. And so I was like, hey Dad, will you drive me to my boyfriend? Of supplies. Thanks, Dad. Pick me up in a few hours. So I was just like, so look what my mom bought us. Anyway, the rest, as they say, is history.